After saying the first line, or some say the first paragraph of the Shema every morning at the beginning of davening, we then make the most incredible proclamation. You're the one who existed before the world was created. You're the same one who has existed since the creation of the world. You're the one in this world. You're the one who will be there in the world to come. Interestingly enough, if you notice, there's a sensitivity here in the text. You exist in this world, and you are the one to the world to come. Why is that? Because we will encounter our Kodesh Baruch in the future in Olam Haba. But perhaps the word that we miss here is who. It could just say, you're eternal, you're omnipresent, you're always there. However, Rav Schwab points out that when we say the word who, we're coming out with something incredibly profound. The finite mind cannot perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu as he is. He's infinite, he's bliracious, blisachlis, he's got no beginning, no end, he's Ein Sof. The only thing we can understand about Hashem is limited by what our minds can perceive. He's a creator, he's the first, he knows everything, he's omnipresent. Those words are descriptive. Those words are HaKadosh Baruch Hu as we understand him. But this is not his essence. Had Hashem not revealed his essence to his creatures, we wouldn't know about it. We'd be limited like fish in a fishbowl, never aware of the outside world. And therefore, the only things we can know about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence, his existence, is what he wanted to reveal to us. His essence can never be perceived, and therefore we can't praise him. We don't even know how, so therefore it's Lecha Dumia Tehillah. To you, silence is praise. So essentially what we're saying is, there's that part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, which is unattainable and understandable. And then there's the part of Hashem, which is attainable and understandable. And that, says Rav Schwab, is the word who. Atah hu, what we know of you. We know that you exist, Hashem. We know that you revealed us, yourself to us. That Hashem revealed these certain aspects of his existence to us. Other than that, we know nothing. Just that he's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is. But that what he is beyond our conception. So essentially what we're saying when we say Atah Hu, it means you are the Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. I am Hashem your God. The only things you can know about me are the things that I've revealed to you. The essence of my being, that you can't touch, that you can't understand. All we know about Hashem really are his names. The different names that we give to Hashem are the ways that he interacts with the world. Yudke Vavke. Or as Rav Hirsch explains, the name Yudke Vavke means he who brings existence into being. Elohim, all-powerful. The different names of Hashem are really not describing his essence. That's Ein Sof, that's unlimited and ununderstandable by the human intellect. The only things we can understand about Hashem is the way that he interacts with the world. That's what it means that we use his name. That's perhaps why we call him Hashem. The only parts of Hashem we can understand is the parts that he's revealed, and therefore we say, Atah Hu Hashem Elokeinu. Your essence, that won't be understandable. That which you interact with us, that is.